You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. There's a new group called Ohio Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. Made up of legislators, politicians, and citizens, they're releasing a list of other prominent conservatives who are calling for an end to the practice, including former Governor Bob Taft and former Congressman Pat Tiberi. Among the group is Republican Representative Laura Linnese of Grove City. She joins me now to discuss it. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Claire.
Conservatives have traditionally championed the death penalty. What's the new conservative argument against capital punishment?
I think there are quite a few, and I'll run through them really quickly. Cost being one, we now know how much more expensive it is to prosecute a death penalty case than it is to put someone in prison for the remainder of their lives. Secondly, I think we're concerned about justice and the inequitable application of the death penalty. In Ohio, you're more likely to get the death penalty in certain counties than you are in others. And that just doesn't seem as fair as it should be. It also, besides geography, gender, race, other issues come into play. I think there's also a libertarian perspective that kind of waves through it. We are very skeptical. Conservatives and libertarians are very skeptical of big government. We don't trust it to do a lot of different things. So why are we trusting it with the biggest, you know, decision in a person's life, whether or not they have the right to life? It coincides with our total pro-life stance, and to be pro-life means that you need to consider it at both ends of the spectrum, even if these people are guilty, even if they have done horrible, unspeakable things. And so I think it's just consistent with that from a religious point of view.
Governor DeWine has granted 11 stays of execution in his time in office. Right now, Ohio effectively doesn't have the death penalty. Is that not enough?
I think for the people on death row, no. I think for a lot of people involved in the movement, no. And if there is a way to execute safely, humanely, is that something that would change? So I think, no, that's not enough, but I think it's a very important start.
House Speaker Larry Householder has suggested the death penalty may no longer be fiscally responsible or practicable, but he hasn't proposed any concrete steps. What, if anything, do you think lawmakers should do right now?
Well, we are in the early stages of this process, and so I think we are starting to have those conversations with our caucus to get a sense of where people are, to see if there is enough of a groundswell to make these changes and to introduce legislation. We're not there yet. Right now, being at the beginning of this, I can't predict how much time it will take.
Many, though not all, Democrats and other liberals have pushed for this for decades. Is your coalition going to support their ongoing efforts?
I think it's, you know, we've done a lot of bipartisan things in this General Assembly, and I think that this will be another one of those movements that will take both sides of the aisle. I think it's important to both sides of the aisle.
Some of the most prominent folks on your list, like Taft and Tiberi, are no longer in office. You know, it's safer for them to take this kind of stance. Do you feel like you're sticking your neck out at all?
I think on important things, you are typically sticking your neck out, and that's, I think, an element of leadership is to take those difficult stands. And there are going to be people who very much disagree with me, and they're going to be my fellow Republicans, and there are going to be other people who disagree with me. But it's such an important issue that I think that's the right thing to do.
Do you think they're going to come around?
I hope so. That's my goal.
The Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association wants the death penalty to stay. They worry about a slippery slope where this will lead to the state getting rid of life without parole. What do you say to those worried about law and order?
I think we're still going to have law and order. Being in prison is absolutely no picnic. And the slippery slope argument comes up in virtually every argument. And sometimes it plays out, but most times it doesn't. And it's an easy argument to make without many facts behind it.
Representative Laura Linnese, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.